Unit Test 5. Listening.
We are always hearing about different schemes to make us rich. I must admit, the ones I've tried haven't been successful. And these days, putting your money into a savings account isn't going to make you much money either, because the interest is so low. However, one person managed to make a small fortune in just 1 year with an initial investment of one red paperclip. With us this morning, we have reporter Giles Davis to tell us what the young Canadian did. So, Giles, one paperclip. That's worth practically nothing, isn't it?
Quite right. But what Kyle MacDonald did with that paperclip was quite amazing. He wanted to be able to buy a house, and he decided to see if he could trade things for a year and end up with a house. And he did! He set up his own website about his project and started to try to find someone who would exchange his red paperclip for something else. Two women from Vancouver agreed to swap the paperclip for a pen shaped like a fish that they had found on holiday. He then traded the fish pen for a handmade doorknob. He carried on trading for a year, and by the following July, he had a house.
So, how many trades did it take him to reach his house?
In all, there were 14 trades, and everything was done on the internet.
And were there any really interesting trades along the way?
Oh, yes. At one point, he was given an afternoon with the singer Alice Cooper, and he traded this for a snow globe. You know, those little glass balls that you turn upside down to make it snow inside?
That doesn't sound like a good trade, really.
Well, no. And a lot of his website fans thought this was crazy. But Kyle then traded this globe to someone who collected these globes. The guy was a film director, and in return, he got a small part in the director's next film. He traded that film part for the house.
So, do you think any of us can do something like this?
In my opinion, it's all a question of publicity. If you can get people's attention online and hold their interest, then you're going to be able to find good things to trade. Kyle's website became very popular, and lots of people were following his progress and talking about it. That's why he succeeded. It's not as easy as it seems.
It certainly shows the power of the internet, doesn't it?
Absolutely. He couldn't have done it without the online population.
It's a good story, and it's got me thinking. I've got an old pen here. It's silver, and it still works. What would you swap me for that?